Shalom aleichem, Rabotai. The Mishnah Yomi continues in Maaser Sheni, the second parak, at the second Mishnah. Yesterday we mentioned that anointing was a valid consumption of Maaser Sheni, but today there's a machlokes about this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Sachin Shemen Shel Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. He says, even in Yerushalayim, you cannot anoint oil of Maaser Sheni. V'chachamim matirim. The other sages do allow it, as we saw in Mishnah Aleph. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, and they said to Rabbi Shimon, Im hakel b'truma chamura, we're lenient to allow anointing by truma, and truma is considered more chamor than maaser sheni. As truma gedola, the first 2% separated from the crop, is only eaten by kohanim and their household, whereas maaser sheni can be eaten by anyone as long as they're inside Yerushalayim. So logically, the sages say, lo nakel ba maaser sheni akal, shouldn't we be makel to allow anointing by maaser sheni, which is in general more lenient than truma? Amar lahem. So Rabbi Shimon responds to them. He says, the logic doesn't flow here. Ma lo. What? No. Imakel ba truma chamora. If we are makel by truma to allow anointing it, even though truma is technically more stringent, Makam Shahakil, Karshinim and Tilton. But by Truma, we're Makel by Karshinim and Tilton, by Vetch and Fenugreek. Don't worry, Rabosai, the next two Mishnayos will discuss this. Nakaba Maaser Sheni, should we be Makel to allow anointing Maaser Sheni, Hakal, which is typically more Makel, Makam Shloakil, by Karshinim and Tilton. But there's no Kula, as we're going to see, by Vetch and Fenugreek, by Maaser Sheni. So what he's saying is, there is a leniency by truma that does is still a stringency by maaser sheni, so we can't learn in general to allow anointing with maaser sheni oil, even though in general it's more lenient than truma. So Mishnah Gimel brings up the tilton, the fenugreek. Tilton shall maaser sheni, fenugreek that's maaser sheni, to achil simchonim. You have to eat it when it's tzmeach, when it's still young and moist before it hardens. Once it hardens, it, you know, the edibility factor is reduced. Vishel truma. What about fenugreek of truma? Beit shamay omrim kol maaser b'tzahara. You always have to treat it with tzahara. You'd have to wash your hands first. Now, the whole reason we wash our hands before bread is that we should remember that we have to wash our hands before handling truma. So really the whole entire takana of alatil siyadayim for bread, the one we do in the morning is for different reasons, but for bread is to remind the kohanim that they got to wash before handling truma. So here Beit Shammai is saying we always treat tilton, fenugreek, even after it's young and moist, as having as needing tahara, because it has kedusha of truma, chutz mechafifata, except when you use it as shampoo. So apparently, fenugreek was commonly used as a shampoo. If it was being used as a shampoo, it's no longer considered a food, and he wouldn't have to wash his hands before handling his truma fenugreek. Beit Hillel omrim, kol maaser betuma. Beit Hillel says, really, fenugreek is not commonly eaten, so we don't treat it as a food, legabe truma, chutz mishir yata, unless you're going to soak it. If you're going to soak it, that means A, you're treating it as a food, and B, it's getting wet, and things that get wet in water, mekabel tuma. So both according to Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, fenugreek of truma has this kula, where either for shampoo we're makel, that it's not really food and can become tame, or it's only food and able to become tame when it's soaked. But we don't see these kulas by tilton, by fenugreek of maaser sheni. That's the source of Rabbi Shimon's argument why we shouldn't be allowing anointing oil in Yerushalayim. The halacha is like the sages, so we are going to anoint with Maaser Sheni oil, b'mheira v'yameinu, in Yerushalayim.